Pasuk brings in the parasha of Naso, parasha of Nazir, Dabro bnei Yisrael, Yomar Toreim, Ish o Isha, Ki Afli Yindar Neder Nazir. When a person decides to pronounce, to make it a Neder of Nazir, Lahazir Lahashem, to make a Naziris for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the famous Ibn Ezra, Ish ki yachli lindor neder nazir. So Rashi brings, and Ibn Ezra brings, one pshat means, what does lahafli mean? Yachrish. If he specifies, if he pronounces a neder, he makes a neder. O, says the Ibn Ezra, O yashid dover pele. Another pshat says, it means the guy did something which is unbelievable. It's a pele. He did something very, very special. Kirova olam hochem achet havasam. Because most of the world goes after their taiva. That's what the majority of people do. They go after their taiva. So this person is telling mamish a pella what he did. And just to share with you, I didn't bring it down on the sheets, but the Medrash Rabba brings, I'll quote, Borei, the Gemara says, Borei, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shekomi shemekadosh es asmo melmata, says the Medrash rather, Shekomi shemekadosh es asmo melmata, mekachin oso melmala, says the Medrash, right? If someone was mekadosh himself down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh him up above. Hareyu choshev l'fanei kohen gadol. Hashem says he is considered this person who is a mekadosh himself down below on this world. He's like a kohen gadol to me, and therefore it's asur l'tamei nikra kadosh. Right? The halachas of a nazir is not just some kind of exercise of custom. He's a nazir. He can't become tamei. He has hilchos kedusha that a kohen gadol that a kohen has. No, there's a logic behind it. Says the Medrash, because if someone's mekadosh himself down here, if he does something which makes himself so special, such a chush of an individual, he's mekadosh himself. So Hashem is mekadosh him, and therefore the results are he's like a kohen gadol, and therefore his halacha is very similar to a kohen gadol. So it's also the Talmud says the Medrash, Nikra Kadosh, all these beautiful rave reviews about this individual. So basically, what the Ibn Ezra and the Medrash is saying is that this individual, he did something pella, says Ibn Ezra, right? What did he do? Is he took upon himself hilchos nazirus. He took upon himself, I'm going to stay away from wine. I'm not going to indulge in wine. Yain the sheikh or yazir, the whole business. What he can't, he has to refrain from the hanas of olam hazeh. And by doing that, he did something pella. It's unbelievable. Kirova olam. Why is it unbelievable? Because most people, holchem achat havasam, right? They're bali taiva. They do what they want to do. So a person likes grapes, a person likes wine, he likes all the different types, all of has that. So he's not going to go ahead and become a nazir. Right? It's too hard. It doesn't happen. And this guy, he's mamish, unbelievable, this guy. He's like a kohen gadol, says the Medrash, right? Because he was a mekadosh himself no matter, because he said that he's an abstain. He took a neder of a nazir to abstain from grapes, abstain from wine. So this guy's mamish is unbelievable, says Ibn Ezra. And therefore, says the Medrash, he's mamish like a kohen gadol, and therefore we give him all the halachas of similar to a kohen gadol. So just interesting to hear about, say, I mean, I would say, what's the big deal? You're right, the person's a bal taiva, people want things, you know. But for a guy to go ahead and, you know, macabre upon himself, you know, to that, I'm going to abstain from this stuff, so okay, it's, not everyone wants to do it, but a guy who does it, you would say, it's a pella, it's a wonder, what's the big deal, you know? So it's macabre, you know, it's not such a big deal. For a guy, if you would say, for a guy to sustain himself and to stay on the diet, so to speak, stay on the zeros for the next month or a year or 2 years, that's a pella, how can you do that? People are about retirement, how can you abstain from that? You know, it's not shayach. But this guy just, he made a commitment. He made a firm commitment, obviously. It wasn't a joke. That's so hard to do with such a pella. Okay. Obviously, them the fun it sounds like. Obviously, we're talking about a guy who's sincere, a guy who made it with full commitment. But to make, even that about it, to make something, to make a full-fledged commitment with your heart and with your committed, and your mom is serious about it, and you expect and you intend to stay away from this, from the grapes and from the wine for 30 days, that's, whoa, how can a person do that? What about the person's taiva? He's a taiva. He wants. That taiva, Rabosai, Zemnafun, is so strong within a person that doesn't allow him to make a serious commitment. Even the commitments, forget about the hanhaga afterwards, but the commitments itself, the actual verbalizing of the nazirus, of the neder, to abstain from 30 days from grapes and wine, whatever it is, that's very hard to do, because if tyrants interfere, look, most of them, they go up to the tyrants, they would never do such a thing. This guy's a yochid shebedoro, he's an unique individual. Look what he's doing, he's mamish a kadosh lamati, he's like a kohen gadol. There are both sides, the koach of taiva. And the same related Nora both sides. The Gemara Sanhedrin, the famous Gemara Sanhedrin, at least it's famous in our circle, I think Rashiva spoke about it a couple of times. It seems Shevna HaSofer, the famous Shevna HaSofer, I can't tell you all the background of the Messias of the Navi over there. Basically, Shevna HaSofer led a revolt against Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And they felt that Chizkiyahu was wrong. He had some certain, I think Gufo was certain, he was very careful. Chizkiyahu was very careful about what he ate and how much he ate. He ate a very small amount. And he wasn't, I think, I forgot what it says, he only ate a small amount of food. He subsisted, he survived on a very tiny amount of food. And because of that, it seems that that the Shevna felt that he's not right to be a melech. And Shevna was the leader of Chai Yisrael then. So he led a revolt to dethrone Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So the Gemara goes through it, and the Gemara says finally, Amar Belazer, Shevna Bar Hanah Haya. Shevna was the Bar Hanah. What was his problem? Shevna was wrong, okay? He made a mistake. Why? He was a Bar Hanah Haya. He was a person who liked physical pleasures. The Gemara brings Raya, Ksiv, Hachal, Chalik, Balsach, whatever the Gemara is, Raya. He's a Bar Hanah. Says the Marsha, read it, says the Marsha, Amar Velazer Shevna Bar Hanah Haya, Lefishaya Shevna Talmud Chacham. Shevna was a Talmud Chacham. Umrami Torah Rabbim, right? He mamish, he was a big Rashiva. He had, I don't know if it's dozens or hundreds of mamish barabbim. He was a unique individual, he was a big Talmud Chacham. Kimisubri Menu Shaya Dorish B'Tcheser Ravasa. Right? I don't know exactly what that means. He used to darshan a tremendous amount. I don't know, he used to have a large following. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was one of the Gedolei Ador, and he was a big leader, and that's why everyone followed him. When he went out against Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they all followed him because he was one of the Gedolim. Vakei Nikra Shevna HaSofer, and that's why it's called Shevna HaSofer. It wasn't just Shevna, you know, Shevna HaLevi or whatever, HaSofer, Kemo Ezra HaSofer, because he was one of the biggest Roshivas. He was a big Gadol, a big Talmud Chacham, and a leader. He was a Sofer, Mlami Torah Barabim. So what? Therefore, the Gemara is saying, "Amar Shaltetama, Mashet Biach Tavshilo Kolkach Barabim." Just therefore, you might wonder, says the Marsha, you know, like, what's with this guy Shevna? He was a Gadol Ador. He was the biggest Roshiv around. You know, he has all these Talmid and Lama Torah Barabim. So how can he make such a ridiculous mistake? He made a mistake, and he had all these crazy Ashkafa that Chizkiyahu should not be the king. Make such a public mistake and Mamish should lead a whole rebellion against him. What's with it? I mean, it's a big Talmud Chacham. How could that would be a Tamuah, says the Marsha. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is responding to that. Shout out to Tom, don't be a wonder. Don't ever wonder. Trekvar Hayid Olava Kosov. But the Torah already spoke about him. Reich Bala Sochen, Ayin Shom. Because we know, we can explain his behavior 100%. It makes a lot of sense to me, says the Gemara. You know why? Because he was a Bal Hanah, as the Pasuk tells us. The Omar, b'mi atorim iskayemes, b'mi shememes atzmo reho. V'lo b'bali hanos. Right? He was a Bal Hanah. And we know the famous Chazal, who is Torah miskayem by? Someone who's memes asmoreho, which is the antithesis of a Bal Hanah. A Bal Hanah, he likes physical things. So you need someone who is memes asmoreho, someone who mamish, she doesn't care for this stuff. So unbelievable Marsha, unbelievable Gemara. And as the Gemara says, his whole perspective, his whole Das Torah was changed and takrumped and corrupted. Because he was a Bal Hanah. Bal Hanah doesn't mean he was, you know, what we call Bal Hanah nowadays, that he was the biggest glutton in the history of the world, and he has steaks, this steak for supper every night, and he goes out to restaurant. Doesn't he? You know, he was a Bal Hanah, so he ate a nice amount. He ate more than the average person. Doesn't say how much, but he was a Bal Hanah. Mishtama, he wasn't the ultimate, you know, like we think of Bal Hanah, but he was a Bal Hanah. He was not someone who's named as Asmo Lehel. So this Godel, this tremendous Rosh Yeshiva, the person had so many Talmidim, Imamish, and if he had Talmidim, his stomach, he had what to give over to his Talmidim. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva who had nothing to say, right? He gave Tubushrim, he gave Shmuzim, he gave everything. He had a lot of Talmidim following after him, Tracer Ravasa, whatever that was, 13, I don't know what it means. But he was a big Talmud Chacham, a big Marbis Torah Barabim. But nevertheless, says the Marsha, says the Gemara, if someone's involved in Taiva, someone's involved in running after it and trying to go ahead and satisfy and satiate his physical needs, you know, to whatever extent he is, to that extent he cannot absorb Torah. He cannot absorb Das Torah. He's someone who have faulty and false, you know, hashkafas. And he can make such a mistake to go and rally all the people around him to rebel against Chizkiya HaMelech because of a sampa krum tashkaf he had. This Rabbeinu says, you know, it can't, it's not shayach, it's opposites. The more a person is involved in gashmis, the more a person wants and needs, you know, tremendous, more physical pleasures, the less he can absorb Torah. And therefore, by him, it was a big nafkamina, by him it came out that, you know, even though he was a big masmid and he learned a tremendous amount, and he was a big marbis Torah, and he enforced and reinforced all the chedushim he said, and he learned more das Torah, but it didn't sink in, it didn't become a part of him, it couldn't become a part of him, because he was someone who was running after hanos. He wasn't someone's mamis asma olaf. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to be mamis asma. I'm not saying, don't take me the wrong way, there's different madregas, and we have to do our best, and we have to siyat ishmaya. But the concept of both applies to all of us. That a person has to realize that the more a person puts himself and runs after and someone who just wants, I want more physical pleasures, that is devastating to a person's absorbing, imbibing, becoming someone who sees things through the focus of Torah and Das Torah. It's opposites. So a person who becomes a Nazir because of his taiva is so hard to become a Nazir. He's considered a kadosh, considered something unique, something special. He's a pella. And that's number one. So you see how hard it is, how powerful it is. And because it's so powerful, because a person who wants this, because a person has these drives, so it goes against the grain of what Torah and Das Torah is.